on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Dorla Schlitt joins us. Dorla, so much appreciate you taking the time to visit with us.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
Hey, listen, we're going to, in a little bit, get into talking about a book that you put together, obviously with help from others. But I kind of want to start your story here on this book with content that you came in touch with from Richard Bucher years ago that really inspired you to do what we're going to be talking about.
Yes.
What can you tell us? What can you tell us about that experience?
Well, that was some time ago. I was actually born again in 1980. I grew up in the church, but I knew about Christ, of course, but I didn't really know him. I hadn't really realized what he had done for me until 1980. And as I progressed, as I began to grow, I came across the book, The Scarlet Thread, and I was curious, opened it up and started reading. And it just kind of opened my eyes as a church kid to the wonderful plan from Genesis to Revelation. I was not that knowledgeable of the Old Testament. I just kind of thought it was there, didn't read it. We weren't taught a lot about it other than some stories. So after reading that, I just knew it was, and then it was about that time that we were doing a VBS at church, and we had just finished a program that was experiential. It had mixed age groups. It took children into a biblical experience with costumes and drama. It was quite the deal. It was a BJ Goetz, if you've ever heard of her. But
okay,
we did that, and I just finished reading this book, and I said to our director, I would love to develop something with the Scarlet Thread. And so I wrote the curriculum, and we did it, and it was just awesome for the children. And I thought afterwards, that was 1997. I thought afterwards, oh, someday that I could do, I want to do something with that. And shortly after that, I went on staff with our church for children's ministry, and I was busy with writing and doing things with them. You know, church, you're just, you've always got something.
Yeah.
Between regular
I can very
Sundays,
much relate.
Yeah. And then the events and, you know, all that was very full and it was very rewarding, but I didn't get a chance to do this book. I couldn't be creative that way. So I waited 20 years until I stepped away from that. And I went back and I looked, and that's where the adventure of the Scarlet Thread, the promise fulfilled, came.
Yeah. And that's the book we're going to be talking about. You mentioned The Adventure of the Scarlet Thread, The Promise Fulfilled by Dorla Schlitt. And Dorla, before we jump more into the book, you touched on it a little bit. I want to touch on your heart for children. You know, you sounds like you maybe volunteered at first or part-time, yeah, and then eventually full-time in children's ministry. Talk to us a little bit about your heart for the children's ministry. And, you know, I know there's a lot of people just like you that see the importance of investing in this part of the ministry at our churches. But let me just give you a short chance to express some of your concern or love or just more about, you know, why children?
Why children? Well, children have always been on my heart, and the love for children. I started out as an elementary teacher in public schools, and then when I came to Christ, I taught in Christian schools, and always volunteered in Sunday school at different age levels, different places that we would live. And so it's always been on my heart to see children know Christ and grow in their growth towards coming to that place where they really do have a faith experience and know Him. It's something that is a process. Like I said, with the VBS we did it with mixed groups. So you'll have youngsters at different ages and stages, just like adults. And so my heart is really that children at as early as possible in their faith walk begin to see the Bible as one continuous story of God's plan for salvation, and how starting way back in Genesis with when man chose to disobey God's word and sinned, and then was separated from Him, and that's it put him in a different place in relationship. He didn't enjoy that same relationship, and God, He wanted a people who would trust and worship Him. And so He had a plan. I mean, God is God. He had a plan. He made a promise in Genesis 3:15 to someday send a Savior who would destroy the power of sin and death and restore that man's relationship by trusting in the promise that He would bring a Savior and who would completely fulfill the promise and bring salvation to man.
Yeah, restore that relationship. Absolutely. What I love is you clearly saw the eternal investment when you're sharing and teaching children as they grow in the Lord and grow in stature, as we know Christ did, right?
Yeah.
Just how important. I mean, this is the next generation. You know, we live in a fallen world, and these kids are going to grow into that same fall, maybe even worse. I mean, as we look at Scripture and feel, it could be 1,000 years, but it could be much sooner than Christ's return. They don't seem to be getting better.
No.
And if we're going to be here, it's important that our youth, everyone really, but your calling was to reach out to children and equip them for life between here and when we're with the Lord. Hey, listen, we're up against a break. I'd like to take a break, and when we come back, jump into the adventure of the Scarlet Thread, the promise fulfilled. Dorla Schlitt is who we're visiting with, the author of this book, and we'll jump right into it and let people know, without stealing all your thunder, we want them to go find it, right?
Yes, that would be good.
we'll kind of walk through what people will experience as they walk through this book with their kids or grandkids or class or what have you. Dorla, thanks for your time. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this on ABQ Connect.
This is ABQ Connect.
And we're in the midst of a conversation with Dorla Schlitt. She's the author of The Adventure of the Scarlet Thread, The Promise Fulfilled. Listen, if you missed our first segment, I encourage you to go find the archive at abqconnect.online and see what the inspiration was for Dorla to put this together. But what a beautiful book, Dorla. Now, the one that you gifted to me is a nice hardback. It's not thick, but it's beautifully put together. We'll cover some of the content. I did want to ask you as well, the artwork that was done here, was this someone you knew, or how did that come together?
The artwork was done by an artist that my son actually knew, and Corey Miller. And when I worked with him, he was just super. He wanted my input. He was a Christian. He is a Christian. And so he was familiar with, some things from the Old Testament. And I was, wanted some things to be brought in as well to make it as rich and real as possible. And he was just awesome at capturing and putting into visuals something that would appeal to an older child. It's not cartoony or I wanted it to be more real.
Well, you know,
everything appeal to their bright and bring your attention.
They really do. I was going to actually mention, and I'm red, green, colorblind, but it's beautiful to me. Look at all these colors. But it is beautifully illustrated. And I do think it'll keep young people's attention. And, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, Dorla, but I look at this and I see, you know, this is something that parents can read to their infants that they, you know, who knows, you just never know at what point they're starting to understand things, but you can read the truth to them. And as they grow, they can, it would be a great book for young readers to be, you know, jumping into reading. And then even maybe a young person's first chapter book, where maybe, you know, as they go through, they can read a chapter a night. But it's easily consumable, and it is easily found. Obviously, it's found wherever you find books that you want to get for your own family online, perhaps bookstores as well. But more importantly, I want to get back to the content. As you mentioned, growing up in the church, you didn't spend a lot of time, or if you were in the Old Testament, you know, it wasn't as familiar to you. The Adventure of the Scarlet Thread, The Promise Fulfilled, covers the Scarlet Thread. And when we say that, it really covers a topic a lot of Christians, I think, kind of, quite honestly, they're kind of, ew, blood.
Yes, the blood covenant.
Yeah.
And then, you know, writing with a child or a youth in mind, 8 years old, primarily, and older, maybe even a new believer. You know, that's like, well, sort of like I was. I didn't have a lot of theological knowledge, and certainly this isn't real theological in depth. But you know, it, you want to be sensitive to that. And Corey, with the illustrations, I felt was very, very good in that respect, because we want them to see that, you know, it's God says that it is the blood that with only the blood there is forgiveness. And of course, it's complete forgiveness with Christ.
Blood. Well, and you don't know it, you know. When I think back to my growth as a Christian, you know, I didn't think about things like, you know, God demands a blood sacrifice. And right from the beginning, you know, in order for him to cover Adam and Eve after, you know, sin entered in and they fell, that they were covered after, of course, fig leaves, which must have been very uncomfortable.
And by their own hands, no wonder.
Right, that God, you know, in order to cover them with skins, that there had to be a blood sacrifice for God to cover us, and obviously a skin covering much more comfortable than fig leaves. But no, I mean, whether it's that story that's in this book or other stories, where, you know, I believe young people who have a basic sense of the gospel, but may not really understand the scarlet thread, and it really ties it together, Old Testament right into the New Testament. What else would you want to make sure to share as people, you know, consider getting this and walking through it with their families that not to miss? Or, Dorla, what was your favorite story going through this that you know, maybe it was a reminder or a story like, oh, that's right, it's so rich.
This, many people don't even know, well, what do you mean the scarlet thread? You know, that's kind of a basic kind of, that's what the adventure is finding this scarlet thread. And the scarlet thread is a symbol of the innocent animal blood sacrifice that God required. So the adventure is recognizing the scarlet thread in each of four Old Testament stories that I included in the book and presented, and how each one points forward to that fifth New Testament story of Christ's coming and fulfilling the promise God made in Genesis. The four stories begin, of course, with Eden, with the blood sacrifice of the innocent animal covering their sin temporarily until Christ would completely take away sin and death and provide salvation. Then it moves further in along the ages to the Israelites, God's people in Egypt, and the Passover with the blood on the doorposts, bringing deliverance to his people. All of these stories have a word that goes with them. The Eden story is provision, because God provided the promise and he provided the first blood sacrificed. Then Egypt, it's the Passover, and that provided deliverance from death for his people. And then they travel in time. His people are, the Israelites are traveling through the wilderness, and the tabernacle is established. And I think that's probably, I don't know, that's probably my favorite of the Old Testament stories here, just because the tabernacle, you could spend a ton of time just looking at the tabernacle and how each piece in it points forward to Christ. The Old Testament is so rich with those kinds of the things in it that God, they're kind of hidden, but they're there.
Yeah, and you know, I want to touch a little bit on that, because when you mentioned Passover, you know, I've been to several Messianic Seder dinners. I would encourage believers, if you've never done that, find someone who can lead, and you can get the information yourself and do it in your own home. But to walk through the Seder dinner and to see Christ in it, and it's the same with reading the Old Testament and walking through the scarlet thread, to see Christ in the Old Testament, and then of course ultimately where God, right, so loved the entire world that he sent his only begotten son, and his son bled for us, and you know, instead of the Old Testament sacrifice, we find I believe it's in Hebrews where God said once for all, not everyone is going to be in heaven, because not everyone claims to trust and relies on Jesus and the blood of Christ to cover our sins. But it's just beautifully written, obviously, in Scripture, and you shared in a beautiful way through the adventure of the scarlet thread, the promise fulfilled. And if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Dorla Scott, Dorla Schlitt, author of the book, and something you can share with your kids and your grandkids. Dorla, one of the other things I wanted to ask you to share, because you mentioned, you know, it was a 20-year process before this ended up, being a completed project. Speak to someone who has something similar, where they have that thing in mind that they want to do with and for God, and maybe there's encumbrances or what have you. And just the, not everything we want to do, you know, may not happen, but share this, you know, a little bit more on that, and how, stick-to-itiveness pray that God will make an opportunity for it to happen. And if it's his will, you know, I grew up, spiritually in the Calvary movement. So, you know, we think of Pastor Chuck Smith often saying, you know, where God guides, God provides. And it's not just necessarily financial, but ways to make things happen. But can you share a little bit on that?
Sure. Actually, you know, as God orders our steps and leads our life, you know, at the time when we did this VBS, I really didn't, I afterwards I thought, oh, that would, you know, I would like to do something with it, but I didn't really go there because God had already given me a new opportunity. So, and during that time, that 20-year stretch, oh my goodness, I learned so much, you know, with relating to children, about curriculum in the church and all places that they might be exposed to scripture. So it was all a growth. I believe it was all a growth period for me, you know, personally. And the timing was not yet to come. It's all in God's timing, how he leads us. And if it seems like a long time, it's just a preparation time. He's doing something in that time in us.
Amen.
And God's really impressed upon me that there's a waiting time. And, you know, there is hope in our hearts for things that we hold dear, because he knows the desires of our heart. And then there's the waiting and the hoping and the expecting. And then as we begin to maybe move towards that, then he begins to open up those places for us. Obviously, sometimes it takes some motivation and it's just going to take some work, but in his timing, he'll open it up for what he has for that particular work, the establishing the work of your hands, you know.
Yeah, you know, Dorla, I want to kind of tie together a couple of things you said earlier. You mentioned God's promise in the Old Testament that he would send a redeemer. And then you're talking about God's perfect timing, in Galatians, we're reminded in Galatians chapter 4, and I'm going to paraphrase because I don't have the Bible open, but it says when the fullness of time came, or others might say when the perfect time came, God sent his son born of a virgin, you know, and all of that time between the Old Testament and the time Christ came, there was the hope, the confident expectation of a Redeemer coming. And God's timing was perfect in that, just as it is in our lives when, you know, we might think things should be faster or different in time. But his timing is perfect. And it was here. And here he's provided through you and others the adventure of the scarlet thread, the promise fulfilled. We're pretty much out of time, but Dorla, I want to throw it back to you in case there's anything. I don't want to cut you off if there's something you know, I don't want to leave something unsaid that you want to share.
Okay. Yes, there is one thing I'd like to share. There is an accompaniment to the book called An Educator's Guide, and I wanted to provide it for adults who might be leading a child or leading a group of children, maybe in a homeschooling or Christian schools or Sunday school or even a VBS, so that they would have some assistance. And it's written for any level of teacher. And it provides opportunities for discussion questions, activities, memory work. It's just full of options that you can use and choose from for, you know, younger children or maybe a little bit older. You kind of adjust it to the group or child you're working with. And I think it'll be a great help if you want to go a little deeper and make it a more of a learning experience.
All right. And maybe not even limited to children. Maybe it's a Bible study you want to do with your own Bible study group and walk through the scarlet thread, the adventure of the scarlet thread, the promise fulfilled. Dorla, you've been so generous with your time. We appreciate it and appreciate the love and time and work you and others put into putting this together to share the truth found in the Old Testament, New Testament, and the harmony found between them.
Yes. Amen.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.